This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA Foreign Agricultural Service has led a successful trade mission to Morocco. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H-bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, and so right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
The USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service led a trade mission to Morocco on the African continent in early December. FAS Administrator Daniel Whitley says the mission was a big success.
We had almost 300 business-to-business meetings, and we were really able to get a glimpse of what the future of American agriculture products receptivity will be in Africa over the next couple of decades. And I can tell you, it's a bright future. They are desiring, they are hungry for more American ag products, and we were able to connect them with some of the best producers in the world.
Morocco has a large livestock industry, so they need a lot of feed for their animals.
Yes. So they have a vibrant livestock industry. So they import a lot of feed for livestock production. So we're doing extremely well in corn. We're doing extremely well in soybeans. We're getting some horticultural products in. They have a burgeoning sort of bakeries industry. So they're bringing in some nuts and almonds from different parts of the United States. They're bringing in some consumer oriented goods. We got a chance to meet with some young people and, you know, they're like us. They're like kids going to the little convenience store after school, and they're buying more snacks and cookies and things of that magnitude. So we're doing extremely well across a broad array of products that are grown right here in the United States of America.
For more information, visit USDA.gov. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Check out the Market tab as well for our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.